What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Talk about your Jets on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Rolling right along here inside the 8 p.m. hour on The Fan in New York, Tuesday, January 14th. New Year, same me. Keith McPherson on The Fan, KM to 945, I think. I think Paulie just told me. I don't know. I came in with the loogie, doing a loogower. I knew it was loogower for hours. I didn't know what time it ends. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I do the 5 hour KM to AM. I never do a show longer than 5 hours, so this is cake. I'm in here watching the Islanders. Guy just took a puck to his nose. I'm in here watching the Devils, still scoreless, over there in Newark. And we're talking football, man. We're talking about the quarterback position. We're talking about the NFL, how important it is to have that quarterback. How Sam Darnold, yeah, he folded a bit, but he still made his money. And somebody's going to give him the opportunity to be the starting quarterback of their team. And he's better than the quarterbacks we've watched here in the Meadowlands. And he used to be a quarterback here in the Meadowlands. But he fought, he worked, he got better. He evolved, he became, and I'm happy for the guy. He made a lot of money this year. They're projecting him to get the Daniel Jones contract. Is he better than Daniel Jones? Hell yeah, he's better than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was inactive last night. Daniel Jones got paid after throwing 15 touchdowns in a year. 15 touchdowns? Sam Darnold throw 15 touchdowns in 3 weeks. Let's go to Mitchell in Queens on The Fan. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, Keith, how are you? Good evening. How's everything going?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for having me. So, to me, when I think about it, at least for the Jets, and it probably, I mean, the Giants aren't hiring anyone, but you would probably think for anyone hiring a head coach, I think you're not thinking about, is he an offensive or a defensive guy? Is he the CEO guy? Because I feel like that's the model that works in the NFL. Look at every, meaning regardless of the background, of your offense, defense, or special teams, you need to be that guy who's a decision maker, got the pulse on everything. So to me, it's either, if you're going to go with a guy who's before, it's Pete Carroll. And if not that, I like Aaron Glenn more than anyone else. He just seems very pliable. And my question is that I don't think based on this draft class, everyone says very weak. And Jackson Dart, I think, will have very good reviews. I could see him flying up the board. And the question is, if the Jets are sitting there at their pick and they like Jackson Dart, are you not taking him?
I probably would. If he's getting that greater reviews, and like I said, you got to pick your own guy, and if they decide that they're moving on from Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I'd take him. I'd take him and let him come in and develop behind Tyrod Taylor, Jordan Travis. Those would be my three guys. Maybe he elevates himself to be the starter at some point. I would take him. And, you know, I don't think Pete Carroll will even interview with the Jets. I don't think they're doubling back with him. He had a brief stint with the Jets years ago. I don't think Woody Johnson's going to do that. But I do agree about the CEO. Somebody's got to be the general. Somebody's got to be the boss. Somebody's got to be the Dan Campbell. Somebody's got to be the Andy Reid figure. I lean offensive coordinator types. I lean offensive-minded guys. Just those guys seem to be more successful now. Like, I think the next one... You know, as we watched Kevin O'Connell versus Sean McVay last night, I think the next one is Ben Johnson. But Ben Johnson didn't even bother with the Jets. Thanks for the call, Mitchell. He said, I'm good. Mm-mm. You guys go and interview Mike Locksley and Darren Rizzi and Jeff Ulbrich. I'm not even going to waste my time. I don't want to be there. I don't want to coach there. Don't want to get my only shot, potentially, at being a head coach in Florham Park with Woody Johnson and the Jets. No thanks. 888-808-1019. Justin is in Floral Park next up on The Fan.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Keith. Hope all is well.
Thanks for calling.
I'm in a pickle here now, having to face the Ravens. My son, my 11-year-old son, is a huge Raven fan, loves Lamar since his days at Louisville. So this will be fun. watching this on Martin Luther King weekend, as we'll be up in Pennsylvania for his class trip. So this will be fun, let me tell you. I should probably live stream this thing. But I honestly think, Keith, in all seriousness, Buffalo home, Western New York, Josh Allen a little chip on his shoulder because everyone keeps saying Lamar's the MVP. And the Buffalo defense is getting healthy. When they played Baltimore in week four, okay, they had no Teron Johnson, no Von Miller, no Manny Milano, and no Bernard. So that's four defenders, and Taylor Rapp and Bishop both were out middle of that game. So obviously, King Henry is going to have 195 yards on the Bills' defense when seven of their starters are out. So also, Shakir was playing on one leg. So I'm not using excuses as part of the NFL, but I think it's going to be a totally different Buffalo Bills team. And I get it. The Ravens have gotten better, but Zay Flowers is banged up. Who knows how healthy he's going to be? And I just think the crowd is going to get to Lamar. I think the Bills are going to win probably by a field goal. And listen, both these kickers stink. Okay, they're both having horrible years, but I think my kicker might be a little better right now, just a little. And I'm hoping the Bills prevail, but I think it's going to be either way.
It's going to be the game of the weekend. That's why it's Sunday night. Save the best for last.
Yep.
I don't know which way I'm going yet. I kind of lean Bills, though. I just think Josh Allen won't be denied. I think Josh Allen knows he's this close. I think home field advantage will matter. I think it will help the Bills. And, you know, if they can stop the
run. They haven't lost the game at all year, Keith. They're undefeated at home.
Right.
So, I mean, they could be due to lose one, but they haven't lost all year.
There's something about going up there with the Bills Mafia in the cold. It's a tough place to play, and you can't hang with them. Even, you know, the Broncos, they land the first punch.
Yeah.
They weren't able to tie the game with that field goal at half. You knew it was over. Like, they weren't going to outlast
them. That's the thing with the Bills defense, man. It's a, you know, don't bend, break defense. I mean, they'll give up the yardage, but when it comes to the red zone, they don't give it in much of the time. You got to get them early, and they did. And then, you know, the kid did nothing. I mean, he looked like the game was a little too big for him. And that's it. So we'll see what happens. Listen, Lamar's a veteran. He's been there. You know, he probably learned his lesson from 4 years ago when he threw that pick six to Teron Johnson. So we'll see what happens. But I'm just pumped, and I'm just hoping it's a good game. And have a great rest of the week, Keith, and I'll speak to you soon.
Enjoy the trip with your son. That's crazy. Your son is a Ravens fan. This past weekend, I was telling my wife, in about three seasons, we'll know what team my son is going to root for. I don't want him to be a local fan. If he wants to be a Jets or Giants fan, so be it. I just think the stadium sucks and the teams are just not going to be good. And I want him to enjoy football. I want him to enjoy Sundays. And I would never put the evil on him that I put on myself as a five-year-old that couldn't even point to where Dallas, Texas is on the map at the time. So he's not going to be a Jerry Jones fan. Maybe a Buffalo Bills fan. They're going to open up that new Highmark Stadium in 2026. If he wants to be a Bills fan, yeah, we'll take that flight out there to Buffalo. If he wants to be a Ravens fan, M&T Bank Stadium, we'll drive right down to Maryland and flock with the whole flock gang. So, man, this is going to be a hell of a matchup. It's an MVP battle. Let's see who the real MVP is head-to-head. Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen to go to the AFC Championship. Both of these guys have had their issues getting there. Both of these guys want to stare down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. If you can tell, I'm already just assuming that the Chiefs just beat the Texans however it gets done. But yeah, back and forth all year, or at least the second half of the year, who's the MVP? I think Lamar gets it number-wise. If you just look at his yards and rushing, and, you know, over the weekend, Josh Allen passed Lamar Jackson for most rushing yards by a quarterback in playoff history. So those two, that's a fun dynamic in the game. They'll be kind of dueling for, you know, that history as well as they tuck and run the ball. I think the X factor is the running backs. James Cook versus Derrick Henry, who has a bigger day? If they can tackle Derrick Henry, I think they win. If the Ravens can stop James Cook from eating, I think they win. Those guys are going to be the X factors, the running backs. The quarterback's got to make some throws, make some runs. But, you know, it's a pick 'em. Right now, Buffalo at home is +1.5. So the over-under, too, is 51.5. So they're expecting points. They're expecting it to be high scoring. They're expecting it to be a good game. And I think it will be a night game in Buffalo. Who knows what the temperature is going to be. I'm excited for that one. I just think you're getting two of the best in a matchup from the 2018 draft. right? Josh Allen being drafted. Weren't they drafted in the same year? Josh Allen was drafted seventh overall out of Wyoming. And then the Ravens, they're like, hey, this guy, Heisman Trophy winner, he could be something. Let's get him at pick number 32. And what did Lamar say famously? They're going to get a Super Bowl out of me. We're waiting, Lamar. We're waiting, Lamar. Lamar, this is the last thing I'll say about it before we take another call at 888-808-1019. I also think he put a little bit of a bad omen out there. He talked about, if we win the Super Bowl this year, I'm going to change my number to number one, right? He wants to retire 8, and then he wants to retire 1. That's the effect of Kobe Bryant on our generation, right? Kobe's got 2 numbers retired, one of them being 8. And then also Lamar said that his dad told him, you know, you're the best out there. Number one is the best. You're the top dog. You should wear number one. But the fact that he went on an interview last week talking about, yeah, we win the Super Bowl, I'm changing my number to number one. Fun fact, the only active player in the NFL, jersey-wise, that I ever bought for my son and put on my son is Lamar Jackson's number 8 jersey. Really just because my son's name is Jackson and the last name Jackson, and it was almost like a name tag. 888-808-1019, Mario out in Long Beach, back on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Great show as always.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
You know, it's very interesting about Lamar. When you really look at it, you say, well, Josh Allen got more yards, but he's played in a lot more playoff games. Even though Josh Allen's good at running, not even close to Lamar. Let me just give you some stats. Lamar has 6,200 yards in his career rushing, right? So if he ends at 10,000 yards, this is crazy, right? If he ends at 10, everybody in the NFL will have 10,000 yards in the Hall of Fame for rushing. So he could possibly be in the Hall of Fame for two positions at the same time. Running back and
not bad for a running back. Not bad for a running back.
No, not bad for a running back at all, man. And what I really liked, I don't know if you noticed this. First, I want to ask you a question real quick, being a player. You know, I've noticed a lot of times, there's a video, you have to look at it, Lamar Jackson making grown men look silly on YouTube. You got to look at it. It's incredible. For like 5 minutes, he's making these pros look like they're like amateurs. They're falling. They can't touch him. Now, if somebody has the ability to make a move to make people fall, that's a very high level, right? Not only where they don't tackle them, they don't touch them and they fall.
It's a combination of things.
How hard is that?
He is stronger than he looks. Where I've seen him stiff arm guys, he stiffed arm. Who'd he give a stiff arm to from the Giants?
Oh, yeah, and he knocked him down pretty good, right?
Big boy to him. He just, But also, like, they fear him because he's so deceptively quick and fast that you're on ice skates trying to tackle him. And if
right,
you don't,
so then
if you don't square him up, he's by you. He's shaking you. Doop, boom. So, like, it's in their head. Oh, no, I'm one-on-one with Lamar. He's going to make me look like a fool, and he does. This guy, like, he hit his top speed this year, and he said after the game, well, I was jogging.
Yeah. And do you know the two NFL records that he set this year? Number one was number one rusher of all time at quarterback. He went past Michael Vick.
Right.
Right? And number two, the only quarterback in the history of the NFL to throw 40 touchdown passes and less than 5 interceptions.
Yes.
And the crazy thing about it is, real quick, and I'll let you go, if you look at the 4, none of them were his fault. They went off the hands of
assisted,
other people.
Yep.
It wasn't one bad throw.
Yeah, we need a stat for assisted INT.
Yeah, not bad for somebody who can't throw, which should be a running back.
He can throw, and then, you know, that's unfortunate that they tried to say that with him coming into the NFL. Many of them were wrong. He's potentially on his way to his third MVP, and hopefully he can break through this year and get to the Super Bowl. I think he'd be great. I love his game. I think he's incredible.
And you know what? The last thing, you know what else I like about what they did, and it's really important? I think in the playoffs he gets a little tight in the beginning. They just said, you know what? We're going to let you use your skills. You're going to run the ball. So the first 5 out of 7 plays he ran, he got loose, he got 30 yards, and now he's more comfortable now throwing because he used his skills to get
you
a little
confidence.
Get
you in the flow of the game.
You know?
Get you some positive yards, get you some contact, get you in the flow of the game, and then you're more comfortable dropping back, sitting in the pocket, finding Rashad Bateman in the back of the end zone. Yeah.
And I think they'll do that again. Nice talking to you. Great show as always, buddy.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, he's without Zay Flowers. Doesn't matter. You know, they'll put double tight ends in. They'll go Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Nelson Aguilar will be in there. Justice Hill gets some run. They have enough athletes. They have enough different formations and sets to keep a defense off balance. And yeah, like I said with Lamar, they fear him. They are deathly afraid of him breaking one or him stiff-arming you or shaking you out of your shoes. He's a tough guy to tackle. He's one of the hardest guys to tackle in the league because he's so shifty and he's got that burst of speed. I wouldn't want to be one-on-one with Lamar Jackson. Like, you're going to be on SportsCenter. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Mike in Garden City on the Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, sorry, I got you off the speaker. Keith, how you doing there?
Good, how are you?
Oh, yeah, doing good. Just want to tell you, as an older guy, I love listening to you. The fact that they have a big Yankee fan on the Talking Sports, you're great.
Thank you,
so
sir.
I really appreciate everything that you do. Yeah. But you know what? I want to talk hockey tonight. Rangers, I mean, I don't know where to go with this team. I don't know.
Are they good?
Are they bad? Are they going to make the playoffs?
I think
they're not dead yet?
I think they're intriguing. I think they were left for dead, and they got off the mat. That game against the Devils, I watched that entire game, and I thought that they were cooked. I thought the Devils were going to come back and win in overtime, and they kind of stole that one, and I think that's what they needed. Then they go and beat the Golden Knights in Vegas. Let's see what they do later on tonight. I'm watching this Devils game simultaneously with the Islanders game. I think I'm out of here by 9:45, but I'm going to watch this Rangers game. If they go on this West Coast trip and beat the Avalanche and then beat Utah hockey team, like, they're right back on the horse. If you look at the standings
I
as well, like, I know that they're down there in the standings, but, like, look at the teams ahead of them and look at the points. They're at 42, the Flyers at 43, Penguins at 44, Blue Jackets at 46. Like, even if they don't win these games, get points. Like let's see what they do on this West Coast trip. I wouldn't count them out on January 14th. They actually showed me something. Like, once they got Shesterkin back, too, that's a big difference.
Yeah, no, that is. You know what, Keith? I have my son here. He's 10 years old. He's a hockey player. He scores a lot of goals. Knows a heck of a lot more about hockey than myself. Could I put him on the phone real quick because he wanted to talk to you?
Yeah, what's his name?
Danny.
What's up,
he's
Danny?
He's a goal scorer. Hold on. I'll put Danny, you're on.
Danny Hockey.
Yeah, I mean, if they can win this game, I mean, they're right back in it for sure. I mean, if, like, they need to win against good teams. I mean, like, then they're right back in.
I think that's got to be the mentality. It's tough to lose how they lost last month, but you got to put it behind you. And you know what I said too? Obviously, trading off guys like Kaapo Kakko and Trouba and shaking the team up, and then Shesterkin getting shut down. Like, that's a complete change in the locker room and on the ice. They had to find it. They had to go through that. And now they have a new identity here. And I think if they're able to go out there and compete and get some points, they'll feel better about their prospects the rest of the way.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they have that guy Gabe Perreault at Boston College or University. Yeah, he's been lighting it up and, like, yeah, but they've been, like, you know.
Rempe behaved himself last game. That's progress. And, you know, you got to lean on your main guys, man. You got to lean on your main guys. Like I said, having Shesterkin back is a big boost. Let's see. Paulie, are you off the I see you're eating your food. I don't want to put you on the spot while you're eating. We have a Rangers fan in here, and your perspective is certainly going to be different than me as a Devils fan. I left them for dead, and then I saw a different looking team the last couple games, and I looked at the standings and looked at their upcoming schedule, and I'm like, it's January, bro. We're halfway through January. They still have time to kind of right the ship. They're the Rangers, right? This is a team that won the President's Trophy last year. This is a team that's in the postseason, year after year after year. They don't have the same team completely, but they still have parts of it. And Laviolette is obviously going to try and coach his way out of it, right? He's not just going to lay down. So, yeah, Rangers fans call me up and weigh in. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're talking puck. We're talking NFL quarterbacks. What are the Jets going to do? What are the Giants going to do? Sam Darnold's getting paid. He's done. He doesn't have to do anything else. He's going to be the top dog. He's going to be the top free agent quarterback. Like, Kirk Cousins got $100 million. In the offseason, yeah, he's going to get more than that. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Talk about your favorite teams on the Fan. Call 888-808-1019 anytime. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
Regulators, mount up. Good drop, Paulie. One of those nights, huh? Cold night in New York. Windy. I am dreading my walk to the train and my walk home. I wanted to wear my baseball cap tonight. I got my Yankee hat on. If you look on my Twitter, I wore the blue Yankee with the red underbrim. I just was feeling some kind of way. I'm like, so over football, basketball I could care less about. Can't go to the Devils game tonight. I'm like, man, we need baseball. I'm like, I haven't worn my baseball hat because it's so cold. You got to wear a knit cap. You got to wear a scarf. And I'm like, all right, let me just throw the hat on and a hoodie. And as soon as I stepped out of the house, regret. I'm like, oh, I should have put the scarf on. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Speaking of wearing knit caps and scarves, there was a young lady wearing a Packers knit cap and a scarf and glasses. Everybody's seen this video by now. And there was a guy above her. It looked like they had to be up in the 300 level. They were damn near on the roof, on the ceiling at Lincoln Financial Field. And they go viral in this clip. And the old guy is using terrible language. And it's so Philly that, like, at first you laugh it off. But then you think about the situation and the fact that this guy is filming this guy, right? And he chose to run to the internet and tell the internet, which I understand that's a safer route than getting into a physical altercation at a game. You should never fight at games. We get a lot of a bad rap for Yankee fans at Yankee Stadium, specifically my Bleacher Creature family, which, like, nobody's fighting over there. And if you've ever seen someone try to start a fight over there, they get picked off pretty quickly by the muscle, by the soldiers, by the goons that, you know, handle business and make sure people are straight over there, and security. But, like, Yankee Stadium is not like what Lincoln Financial Field is. And this guy just seemed to be picking on a young woman because he knew she wasn't going to fight back. And her husband, he's obviously soft, but, you know, he did the right thing, and it blew up. He didn't catch the charge. He didn't put his hands on this guy. I don't know. I thought about me in the situation. I'm like, I don't bring my wife anymore. I remember being in Yankee Stadium in the 300 level during a Red Sox-Yankees game years ago, and just the conversation was vile, and some of the things that people were saying and doing, I'm like, and I wasn't married yet, but I'm like, I'm never bringing my girl up here again, just getting the cheapest ticket last minute, being like, we got to go to the game. And I'm looking at this video and how this guy's above her. I'm like, I would have just told her, hey, hon, go to the bathroom. Go get a drink, something. And you got to handle biz. But nah, I'm glad he took the right approach here and put it on the internet, because that goes viral. And now we get the name of this guy. His name's Ryan Caldwell. He's from East Brunswick, New Jersey. He works for and the internet is amazing now. BCT Partners, they fired him. Big Dom and the Eagles security have now put him on the no-go list. He's banned from all Eagles games. And the internet wins again. The internet does its job. Social media justice. It's crazy, right? I took a call last night from a caller, and shout out to him. He said that he drove down to Baltimore, stayed in Baltimore and watched the game, and then he drove to Philly, stayed in Philly and watched the game. He's a Giants fan, and he said he's only been in like two Giants games in the last couple years, but, you know, playoff time comes, and if you can afford to and you have the free time and the will and power to drive, like, go see some playoff football and atmospheres, and those are great atmospheres. And he said that, you know, obviously Lincoln Financial Field is nothing like the Vet like it was in the 80s. And I said, yeah, for good reason. One, they have a stronger police presence. Two, everyone now has an iPhone or some kind of phone that can film. So you're not getting away with anything. You're not getting away with even verbal things. Berating someone, disrespecting someone that's a stranger, and trying to mask it as fandom. Trying to mask it as me versus you because you're wearing a different team, a different color than me. 888-808-1019. They got this guy all the way out of the paint. He's a grown man. I didn't care to know anything about him. I learned that he's married. He's got a daughter. And, yeah, he is probably sick to his stomach because that day he thought that he was going to hold down Lincoln Financial for all the Eagles fans. He thought he was going to, you know, really show this Packers fan what it's like to come to Philly and watch a game. And now he just put himself on blast and messed up his life all over football. The NFL is crazy, huh? We are wild fans all over being a Philadelphia Eagle fan. I got no love for the Eagles. I got no love for their fans. I've never been down there on purpose. My brother and sister were, you know, down there for a Giants game some years ago. And I heard the stories about them going. I'm like, I told y'all not to go down there wearing your Giants gear thinking it was sweet because you could just drive down the turnpike. There's a lot of people that are reckless, that are drunk, that they're looking for that negative energy. I remember talking to Jose Trevino last year, and he said he went to go meet up with Aaron Boone, and Boone obviously gets to go on the field. Boone being an Eagles fan and Trevino being a Dallas Cowboys fan coming out of Texas. And he's showing me videos of himself walking through the crowd, walking through the parking lot in the stadium. Philadelphia Eagles fans don't know he's Jose Trevino, the catcher from the Yankees. And they're harassing him. They're heckling him. They're right on him. I'm like, oh, that's great, man. That must be such a great feeling. As like you're a professional athlete, you get to go watch another professional sport and be a fan. And these dumb fans, I guess they don't watch baseball at all. They don't watch the Yankees at all. They're harassing you, telling you, go home and get out of here. Cowboys suck. You don't know you're talking to a major league player. We'll start talking baseball now that I've got about an hour left. We'll talk about Pete Alonso and Sean Manaea mentioning Pete Alonso. We'll talk about the Yankees' third base situation, as I don't feel like at this point they're going to really go out and get Bregman. I don't want that. You know, they're not going to trade for Arias. They're not going to trade for Arenado. Jorge Polanco's name doesn't really do much for me either, but they might bring him in. We'll talk about where the Yankees are, where the Mets are, as we're now less than a month from pitchers and catchers reporting, man. It can't come soon enough. Greg in Piscataway. What's up, Greg? You're on the Fan.
How you doing, Keith, man?
Good.
Question. I mean, not really a question, bro, but like, I don't even get how there's a debate between Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. I mean, I think Josh Allen is so much better. It's not even close.
Different styles. Go on, yeah, though. Tell me why it's not close.
Yeah, but I mean, bro, look at Baltimore's offensive line, bro. They're so big. All they do is knock teams back 10 yards, and Ray Allen runs wild on everybody. And then, bro, if you put Josh Allen in the past playoffs, if you give him Baltimore's defense, which Lamar had every year, Josh Allen would have had a chip by now.
I guess.
His defense lets him down every playoff, bro.
Yeah, I guess. I look at it this. They're just different styles of quarterbacking. I think Josh has evolved. He obviously doesn't need one lead receiver. They do now have a running back there with him. I love his playmaking ability as far as scrambling and finding a receiver and just throwing the ball, like, you know, the pass he threw to Johnson. Like, he's going to do stuff like that. And Lamar, he's such a threat running the ball. You have to respect him. And now they get King Henry in the backfield with him.
I mean,
his passing is underrated. He's still going to hurt you throwing to Mark Andrews, throwing to Rashad Bateman. Like, I can't wait to see the matchup head-to-head and see who has the better game.
No, it's 100%. One more thing, too, bro. Like, dude, I don't know if you remember, but it was a couple of years ago, Lamar Jackson, bro. He was saying he was hurt. It was during his contract dispute. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, he could have played, but he was standing on the sideline.
Why would he have played? I remember. How could I forget? There was
like,
no reason for
like
him to
cool
play.
With his Ray-Bans on, looking like the cool guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
It was negotiations. He won. He. Why go out there and get hurt? They didn't hold it against him.
I'm going to end it with this. All I'm going to say is, like, bro, I wanted Lamar Jackson to go to a different team, because if he went to anybody but the Ravens, you would see he cannot hold Josh Allen's jockstrap. I'm just going to say that. If he went to another team, he would not be.
So what is it about the Ravens? They've had multiple different offensive coordinators with him.
They got, they, They've always had a great offensive line, and in years, even when he went to the playoffs, it was all about the defense every single year, bro. It's always been about that.
Baltimore's always been about the defense. Now they have a dominant offense because of him and Derrick Henry. Thanks for the call, Greg. I can't just say that Josh Allen, like, he can't hold his, like, what? We're talking about Lamar Jackson here. Lamar Jackson is what, 27, about to collect his third MVP? Has Josh Allen done more than Lamar Jackson in the same amount of time? No, it's semantics to play the game of, oh, he's had this defense and that defense. They've tried to improve the defense. Sean McDermott is a defensive coach. They went out and paid Von Miller. They had guys like Tre'Davious White over there. They have Matt Milano now. They had decent defenses. The defenses have let him down. No, he's let the team down. He's turned the ball over. He hasn't been able to make the plays either. I can't wait to see them head-to-head. I'm starting to lean Lamar. I'm starting to lean, yo, with Derrick Henry running the ball and the threat of Lamar Jackson. Like, I saw that Bills defense lose in L.A. to the Rams. Rams lit them up. They're suspect at times. You know, if they let the Broncos land the first punch last week, if they let the Ravens land the first punch, the Ravens are going to keep coming. And once that avalanche starts with Henry running downhill and Lamar running downhill, and the next thing you know, you forget about the receivers, Isaiah likely, one of those guys, they're open and they're making a big play. There's a lot of nervous energy in Buffalo. That's what they said in the beginning of the game last week. They failed so many times. The Ravens have Super Bowls. They have Super Bowl wins in recent memory, not with Lamar, but they're a franchise that has figured out how to do it. Their head coach has. The Bills have it. So I don't know about that. I'm starting to lean Ravens. We'll see how it goes. It would be Josh Allen putting the team on his back and willing them to victory, refusing to lose, because I think as a team, the defense of the Ravens and the players that they have on offense, I think they can go in there and beat the Bills. The Bills haven't given up a loss, you know, up there in Buffalo Bills Mafia, but now might be the time. The stakes are higher than ever. 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, call me up. Mets fans, call me up. We'll start talking baseball with the football right after this.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yo, 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 yo. All right, let's do it. Taking calls, 888-808-1019, talking sports. That's what we do here. The Fan in New York, KM, a.k.a. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Usually I creep in here like 11 p.m., rock till 2 a.m. Not this week. The Brooklyn Nets are out west, so they bumped Loogie and the Lugauer. Sorry, you got Keithy, positive Keithy on the Fan. Let's get back to the phone. Gary in Park Ridge, New Jersey. You got it.
Loogie!
How you doing, Keith?
I'm good. All right.
So I was out in L.A. in 1981, Jets Raider game. I almost got killed after the game. The Raider fans are completely crazy. So I kind of sympathize with anybody who goes to the game and, like, gets harassed. I sat with all black people. I'm a white boy, but I saw where all the brothers up in the end zone. They were fine. They shook my hand after the game. So leaving the stadium, I got attacked. So not a nice experience.
You said this was 1981?
Yep. Just played the game when Lionel Alzado ripped Chris Ward's helmet off his head. I was at the game. That's right.
I'm glad you made it out alive, Gary. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, that's over 40 years ago. I don't know. Yo, like I said, there were no cell phones back then. And you got to understand, there are people going there looking to start fights and mask it in rivalry. Looking to assault people, hurt people, harass people, and hide behind a logo, a jersey. It's different now. Now, don't be stupid. One, there are cameras everywhere in those stadiums. You got to be an idiot if you also go there trying to fight. Like, you still see viral videos. The NFL is the most dangerous sport. The most fights happen at these NFL games, even out in L.A., right? when the Raiders go play the Rams in SoFi Stadium, you'll see some fights breaking out because people just, I don't know, man. They get drunk. They're tough. You bump somebody. You say something. You cheer too loud. You disrespect somebody that you didn't even think you disrespected, and now you got an issue. It's just never worth it. It's never worth it to get arrested at a game. It's never worth it to be banned from stadiums. And now, if you take it to the next level, if you take it as far as Ryan Caldwell did, you could lose your job. And like now you're that guy. Now, like, and the internet is so vast now with TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and everybody having a phone. Everybody sees you. That is your face now. Like, this guy's got to shave his beard. He's got to grow his hair. He's got to look different now because now you're the guy. You're the Eagles fan that was using the C word. You're the Eagles fan that was harassing a young woman. Tough guy. Posing as a big, bad Philadelphia Eagles fan. Like, I don't know, man. Just leave people alone. Like, when I go to games, I don't really want to talk to anybody. And now I go to game, I'm always talking to people. But back when I used to go to the game and just get a little buzz and mind my business, I'm not trying to talk to anybody. I might do a little bit of heckling. I might do a little razzing, especially in Yankee Stadium. Like, I don't know, Minnesota Twins come in or something like that. Astros fans, I don't want to lie. I definitely gave it to some Astros fans over the year. It's just because they come in wearing orange and like big Cowboys hats and like space stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? And this is New York. You're supposed to make them feel that, like, you know, you're in New York, but you're not supposed to make them feel like they're not safe or like, you know, complete, like they paid like you paid. I don't know. People cross the line. There's a line. There's a line between like fandom and cheering and back and forth about the team and the game. And then, like, just straight up disrespect.
Yeah, when I go to games in opposing parks, I will not wear my team stuff.
Oh, me too. I went to the Islanders game with everybody. I didn't have on a Devil's jersey for what?
I won't. If I go to a... I've been to Mets-Phillies games. I won't wear Mets stuff. Like, because for me, I know I won't do anything, but I don't trust anybody else.
You don't want to attract it.
I don't trust anybody. Because someone else that's drinking or whatever, if they see me with my Tsuyoshi Shinjo jersey...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like, what are you laughing about? I don't know, like, I don't want to trust them, right? So if I take it out of their hands because they don't know what fan I am, now, does that suck kind of? Yeah, but, like, it's better than getting into an argument or a fight.
Rather be neutral, not trying to talk to you, not trying to engage with you. Don't need to, don't know you. Like, I'm just here to watch the game. Especially if my team is not playing, like, I'm good.
Right, and they'll figure it out, by the way, at the end of the game when the Mets win. They'll know that I'm a Mets fan, but during the game in the league, it's stupid.
Yeah, I went to the Islanders game. They were playing the Hurricanes. I had a rooting interest. I wanted the Islanders, as the Islanders just gave up a goal right there, the first goal of the game. Ottawa scores with about 11:18 left in the second period. My rooting interest was for the Hurricanes to lose, so they would be, you know, under the Devils in the standings. As I go check back on the Devils game, it is still scoreless. About 10 minutes left in the second period. It is packed out there. Love to see you Devils fans pulling up and showing out. Don't tell me that there's all 10 Devils fans. Like, that doesn't work. That might work for the New Jersey Nets, now Brooklyn Nets. That doesn't work for the New Jersey Devils. There's not an open seat in that place against the Panthers tonight because Devils fans know this team is good and they know what it means to be facing the defending Stanley Cup champions in their building. 888-808-1019. I just don't understand the mentality of grown men going to ballparks, arenas, stadiums, thinking that, like, even the Yankee fans that got thrown out and now they're banned indefinitely from all MLB stadiums, ballparks, because they wanted to grab Mookie Betts. Like, what goes through your head? What goes through your mind? Oh, we got to protect the wall. We always talk about protecting that wall. Protecting the wall from who? They got to protect the players from you. Now you're banned. Now you got to give up your season tickets. Protect the wall. Now that's not your spot anymore because you didn't know how to act. I don't know. Wouldn't be me. I like going to games. That's another thing. I remember the one time in Yankee Stadium, I think it was ALCS 2019, and people just were like on edge because they felt like the Yankees were going to lose. I remember a video went viral of someone chucking a tall boy at an Astros fan in the bathroom, and I'm like, come on. But, I was in... one of the decks or one of the terraces, and you know, something happened and people were getting rowdy and like throwing beer and popcorn and pushing, and someone like pushed me and threw something on me, and I'm like, bro, come on, yo. Are you serious? And he was serious, and he tried to turn up, and I was with a couple people and a couple girls around. They're like, yo, it's not worth it. And I'm like, I know it's not worth it. I am not about to get kicked out of Yankee Stadium or banned from Yankee Stadium. I kind of need to be here. You got it. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan taking calls. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We've got like 40 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.